see, we have two cameras now. We're real fancy here in this damn studio. Anyway, Red Pill, Joseph Peterson here. On a Sunday afternoon, doing whatever the hell we're doing. All right, thanks for tuning in, folks. Hopefully, you'll hang out with us. A lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the news and in the world and in life.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back in.
Sorry.
It's all good. What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into the Red Pill Podcast. I'm Kevin Sabo, KevRock Entertainment, here with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com. We're back with some more current events that it's getting kind of tiresome, man. Always just, you see the headlines are all the same thing right now, and I'm just kind of dead with it right now, and everyone always brings mention to, oh, did you hear this? There was a shooting, there was a this, there was an act of violence, and I'm like, yeah, I checked the headline, and I really don't even want to read any further.
What was it now? Since our last broadcast, we talked about bombings in Paris, and now we're talking about, we've had a shooting in Colorado Springs at Planned Parenthood.
Lovely.
And we have had now recently 12 or 14 people dead in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Shot by their coworkers who apparently were affiliated with now ISIS.
Oh,
how convenient.
Wonderful.
So, all right. So here we go again. Another mass shooting, this time on American soil. You know what I found funny? The funniest thing I found funny about this is that, you know, we're all on Facebook, right? I remember when the Paris bombings happened, everybody was throwing up a French flag on their,
oh, yeah,
on their Facebook page, right? Oh, support. Now, do you think over there in Europe or anywhere, and even in America, anybody even bothered to start the American flag? Let's post the American flag in memory of the Americans who got killed in San Bernardino by ISIS.
Well, was it, is it considered not as much of a tragedy because it wasn't as many people?
Well, I don't know.
How many people was it again?
12 at least. Could I think I've heard 12 or 14, but 12. So what was it in Paris? 20 something?
What you talk with the Paris bombings, that was like hundreds, right?
I don't remember how many actually died, but
it was over 100.
Yeah, you're right. But anyway,
but
they were,
I
both terrorist
at
attacks.
Yeah.
They have both been considered terrorist attacks,
acts
regardless
terror,
who died, okay? They're already saying this is the biggest terror attack in the US since 9/11. Okay, so they're
holy fuck.
Yeah. Because the other things they didn't count as terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
Sandy Hook wasn't a terrorist attack, you know what I mean?
That was a shooting.
Even though it was more people, it wasn't a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
This has been declared a terrorist attack.
Because of the affiliation with ISIS?
The woman went on Facebook, supposedly. Not like you couldn't hack a Facebook page and write my affiliation. Yeah. I love ISIS or something. I forget. She affiliated with herself on ISIS on Facebook. Now, maybe they will find that she really is a radical Muslim. You know what I mean? Who knows? Or maybe she's a plant. You know, who knows? But either way, it's a very convenient situation for those in charge and those who advocate more control, more security, and especially
it always
control.
Is
right. So regardless, I, you know, if it was a workplace shooting, at first they thought it was a workplace shooting, and then now they call it active terrorism, you know. So regardless of what it was still 12 people dead.
A workplace shooting is just like when an employee loses his shit.
Yeah.
Just wants to kill
like
everybody
postal,
in the fucking office.
And go postal. But they didn't go that route. It's a terrorist attack. So why didn't everybody put an American flag on their Facebook?
Yeah.
And remember, it was a big terrorist attack. Second biggest one since 9/11.
They just want to see how many people will go along with whatever's trendy, man. And as we've seen, as they've shown, people fucking do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, why didn't that become trendy, I wonder?
It's,
I guess, American lives don't matter. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. The hypocrisy of this whole world and that whole propaganda culture of it's just a lot of BS. Like you said, it's all a big psyop, mind control to see who will do
what.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like a little test run, right? Like, let's see how many people will get behind it just because everyone else is doing it. And that's the same thing, man. You just look at the sheep in front. I mean, you look at everybody's doing it. Why does everybody do this shit? I mean, everyone was upset about Paris. I mean, people were devastated. But for the most part, it's just, oh, everyone's doing it. Yeah, I'll click it too. I mean,
yeah. Right. Do you think that putting a flag on your Facebook page really helped the people the families of the victims grieve any better? It made them feel better? Oh, this guy, Kevin, has a
a flag on his face.
Yeah, I never do that shit because I don't see that as much of a sign of a support as I do see it as being something trendy. And what an awful thing to just be trendy for the sake of being trendy when we've had a tragedy. That's occurred.
That's the whole thing. Why do you turn a tragedy into something trendy like that? That never used
like
to happen.
In a way, and people don't realize it, but it's kind of like. In a way, we've had a terrorist attack or whatever, and we've turned that into something kind of hip almost.
Yeah.
Everybody changed their Facebook profile. No, something fucking awful has happened. They're fucking us over again. What are you doing?
Stop it. Stop it, people. Stop buying into this stuff. And, you know, it's the same with the San Bernardino crap. You know, I hate like I say with any of these tragedies, I feel really bad for the victims and all the people involved. And I'm sorry that they had to become collateral damage in this big, massive charade that we're in.
Yeah.
But, you know, regardless, it does smell of a false flag. There are elements about it that definitely aren't kosher. How about the fact, I just posted a video about it, that they let the media go into their apartment and ransack the whole place before the cops could go in there and actually go look for evidence?
Before the police could come?
Yeah. The landlord went in there and pried open the plywood. And the media, like a bunch of ravaging beasts, just went right in. And the cops who were on duty to guard it didn't even stop them.
Wow.
And they were just ravaging through all the evidence in their apartment.
Did they find anything significant?
Who knows? But... why did the cops let them do that? You know why? Then they can't find anything. It's all tainted now.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they find, the crime scene has been tainted.
Yeah.
Because people other than the police were in there.
Right.
And they were rummaging through it, not carefully like a police, you know, would, taking photos of everything and, you know, go, you know how cops
do. Yeah, step by step. It's
with the gloves and all that, put it in the bags. No. These people with bare hands rummaging through it. So now all the evidence is tainted.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. So they can't use any of it. They may be able to look through it and see it and use it for their investigation, but for court, nothing. Nothing. But again, these people are dead anyway, so what's the matter?
Yeah.
You know, so of course they're always dead, right? So they can't talk. Mm-hmm. They can't say they were affiliated with ISIS. Right. All they have is a Facebook post, and maybe they found some writings or whatever, some emails. Who knows? But any of that can be faked.
Yeah.
You know, unless you actually talk to the person and say, and they come out and say, I was with ISIS and I did it, you don't really know if they did. ISIS can come out and claim for anything. I could claim it, right, if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Right? Anybody, you know, but ISIS came out, claimed, yeah, that was one of our people, blah, 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 we support them. So anyway, what bothers me the most is the bullshit that they're putting out in the mainstream media. Now, what, this happened 3 days ago, and it's Sunday morning when all the pundits are on the air. Meet the Press and all that crap that's on the TV. And all they're hammering in is more security and gun control.
Right.
And flying. Flying, you are going to see, is going to become much more difficult now.
As far as
security
measures.
We were talking about the real ID and all that?
Yeah.
Same deal, dude.
Yeah.
Same deal. They're pushing that whole thing of having the real ID, and now they really have reason for it.
That's why I fucking hate flying.
Yeah.
I hate
it. I hate it, but you have to do it. You know what I mean? Certain times you have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you can get somewhere by car. But
I'd take a fucking train if I can. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually they're going to do a fucking terror attack on a train soon. You know what I mean? They always do this. Whatever they want to lock down, they'll do a terror attack.
It's like transportation's got to be secured like that.
Yeah. You know, that's their biggest thing right now. They're pushing transportation security, especially on the planes. People who are on a no-fly zone list can't buy guns. Really pushing gun control. Hillary Clinton's on there. Pushing for gun control.
She annoys the fucking shit out of me.
Oh,
I'm so sick of fucking hearing that woman talk.
She's a fucking pig. But,
right. You know, I mean,
how could people go for that bullshit?
Yeah, give me a fucking break.
How could you even want her as your president? I wouldn't even want her as my maid. God. You know what I'm saying? She's talk your fucking ear off. I have a cousin she reminds me of. You guys talk.
I don't really pay attention to the presidential election at all because, you know, no matter who you elect, the government still gets in. The real people in power are going to do what they want to do regardless. There's an agenda. We all know the situation. But I enjoy listening to Bernie Sanders. I enjoy listening to Donald Trump. Fucking stand listening to Hillary goddamn Clinton, man.
I like Bernie Sanders. I read an interview in Rolling Stone magazine with him, which is, of course, you know, a controlled publication, but just the fact that they did an in-depth interview with him is cool. And they did one with Trump, too.
Yeah.
And the more I read about him, the more I like him.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But at the end of the day, we know that, you know, either of those guys being elected isn't going to change a damn thing. It's just, it's furthering the agenda.
Right. Right. Because they're both playing their roles.
Yeah.
Whether they know it or not. You know, it's like a movie script, dude. Everybody has their fucking role. I really feel like we're a movie for the aliens entertainment.
Yeah.
I really fucking do.
It feels like it.
I really do feel like they're up there watching this shit, laughing and playing it like a chess game, like throwing their players in. You know there's a bunch of their
agents.
I really feel like this is like a fucking movie.
Well, it's true because it's like David Icke has said, you know, no matter how horrific, this really is a truly fantastic story unfolding. You know, and fantastic doesn't necessarily mean that it's a wonderful story. It's a very grim story. It's a very dark story, but you know, it's so intricate and what's going on right now is so.
And the fact that it was amazing. Predicted in scriptures years ago, and they're just playing out books, these scriptures and these ancient things that were written. Why don't we write a new one? Fuck them. Burn them scripts.
Yeah.
Come on, movie makers up there. Come on, directors, you fuckers, you directors and producers up there.
Yeah.
Get a new script. Write all that fucking thing out. Yeah. God, it's garbage. Have you ever read it? It's crap.
What, are we talking about the Bible?
Whatever, the Revelation, Bible, they use a bunch of different things. Yeah. But yeah, mostly the Bible, the Torah, whatever. I mean, it's crap. Honestly, outdated. Let them, these new script writers, they got some good ones out there now.
Yeah.
Let them write. They JJ.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let JJ write the script from now on. I mean, this is garbage what they're giving us.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's so predictable. Anybody who's smart can figure it out. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are figuring it out now and predicting the script. You know, script is getting old.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? It's been repeated a million fucking times. Get a new goddamn script. I mean, I'm tired of it. We know where this is all leading.
Mm-hmm.
We're not stupid. I mean, the American public may be stupid, but even some of them are starting to realize, you know, what the fuck? Mass shootings. The problem is their solutions are all... They all start believing the solutions that the authority gives them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the problem, you know what I mean? The solutions that the authority gives them are only going to benefit the authority. They're not going to benefit them. They're not going to benefit the public. No. They don't give a fuck what benefits the public. It's what benefits the authority.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like that name for them from now on. The authority.
Yeah.
Fuck it. The Illuminati. Fuck the Illuminati. The authority. Like wrestling. That's what they got into wrestling. That's fucking, that's what it's like.
Yeah.
To me, this is giant, like wrestling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
I'm tired of it. And I look around and I see where we're heading and I say to myself, people who are in the alternative media, you know, it's a very, very joyous thing to see how many people have woken up over the past 20 so years. And there were people that were awake, you know, way back in the day with some of the books coming out. You
just
know,
very few, though.
Yeah, it was very rare. And it's, you know, you listen to people like David Icke and Alex Jones, and they talk about when they started and things like that and where the public is now and how a good percentage of people are waking up, and it's only going to expand. And it seems like the point is, it seems like we're all going somewhere with this. With trying to wake up humanity. Right. But then I say to myself, with how fast this control system is coming in, which is already in effect, but then with World War III and the New World Order and everything else they have planned, it seems like we're running out of time. And I wonder if we're going to look back at this period where it seems like we tried to get together and wake humanity up and we failed and that's that, or if it's still going to be a gradual process.
Oh, there will be the clash of the champions at one point, my friend. Yeah. Trust me.
You guarantee that?
Yes, it's going to grow exponentially. The people wake up. As it gets worse, the more people wake up, honestly, because it's more in their face.
It's
going
to be more extreme.
Most humans need to be slapped in the face to see. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe people like us, we don't need to be slapped in the face. There's a certain amount of people who walk away before the slap, you know what I mean?
No,
I see a slap coming. Maybe better walk away.
Yeah, it's just...
maybe we go the other way. No, let me get slapped.
It's just...
Here.
It's one of those things, man. You know, not to be cliche, especially in the alternative media world with, you know, Matrix comparisons and shit, but like the whole Neo thing, man. It's just like, even before I fully understood what the world was all about, I instinctively knew that none of this shit made any fucking sense.
No, me neither. And that's why I was young.
That's why I was never a good student in school. That's why I never, I never excelled in the educational system.
You know, it was bullshit.
I just, there's something about it that was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I just thought everything about this system was strange.
Yeah.
I really did. Like, there's something like, why are we operating in this manner? And the more insane things got, and the more false flags, and this shit is just getting out of hand. And they're all tying it back to things like Sandy Hook and 9/11. And it's kind of like a top 50 list. It's like, look at how many shootings since Sandy
right.
Hook.
They got all these stats.
Look at how
now.
Many terrorist attacks since 9/11. As if like other terrorists were inspired by the previous terrorist attacks and wanted to step up their motherfucking game. Like,
right.
It doesn't make no sense.
No. And now they're talking how terrorism has moved away from the big giant planned attacks to now they're going into individual attacks. They're saying with the San Bernardino, we have to scrutinize everybody individually.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, it is crazy the world that we live in right now. You know what I mean? And I, you know, being my age and seeing the progression, and like you said, I was the same way you were when I was younger. I always knew there was something fucking wrong. Like, you know, like you say, you hate to say it like Neo, like, yeah. What is the Matrix? You know, what is the fucking Matrix? What is the problem here?
Yeah.
It was like gnawing at me. What is the fucking problem? Something's wrong. And I dealt with it a little differently. I just said, look, I have to get through these 12 years. I have to get through this fucking high school.
Yeah,
and
there was more of a prick.
My parents were never going to let me not graduate high school.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I did it. And I played the fucking game. I played like a game. I cheated. I'm not kidding. I cheated. I bought my final papers from people. I mean, I cheated my way through fucking high school. Lucky yeah. I was very smart. I had a photographic memory. It was very easy for me to learn. Like, high school was not that hard for me. It
yeah.
really fucking wasn't. I was a gamer. I gamed. I was partying. I was drinking and still doing getting good grades. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as soon as I got out of high school, I said, fuck this. I'm done. You know, and I went and did my own thing.
Right.
I tried college for a little while, but fuck that. And I did things. But, you know, that was it. You know, I did my 12 years. I made the system. And then after that, I was like, fuck this. I want to figure out what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just went a little wild. You know, I went a little wild. I wanted to experience life, and I wanted to see what the hell was. I've always had this fascination with the other side. I always knew there was another side. You know what I mean? I always knew there was something more than this fucking material world.
Yeah.
And that's why I got into drugs and shit. Mm-hmm. Not to kill myself or whatever. Eventually, of course, I became an alcoholic and a drug addict. But originally, my point of getting high or whatever was to try and experience the other side.
Yeah, it's like what we were just
reach
talking about.
Reach a different level of consciousness than this material, because I always knew there was something more. There was just this feeling inside of me that there's more than this. This is bullshit. This is
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, my whole, you know, I'm almost 20 years old now, but you know, my entire, you know, teenagehood, people were always like on guard, worried that I was going to commit suicide because how fascinated I was with death. And Jack Kevorkian was one of my heroes, and I was listening to David Icke talk about death. That's how I discovered David Icke, listening to him talk about death on a documentary about death and eternity. And I always wanted to know more about what's beyond this. But it's all just a fascination because of the missing pieces of this world, of what we have. I mean, the grand mysteries of right. life. You know, that's right. what it was just all about to me. And right. and honestly, it doesn't make sense to me, and it never did. Just coming into a reality that we don't understand, not knowing where we came from, really where we are, except on a planet floating around in endless nothingness, not knowing where we're going.
And given this yeah. script.
Yeah, we don't know what death is because we don't even know what life is. And none of us really, those of us who are honest with ourselves and don't fall into religion and or this world is all there is science, will be honest with ourselves and saying, we don't know what this existence is. We don't know what our own existence means. We don't know what reality really is. But it amazes me that people just ignore that and go about all this other bullshit, just get into the system and everything they're saying on the media and everything that's going on, do this, be told that, and ignore that. We still really don't know what this is about, and
no.
I can't do that. That's why I'm a little partially nutty. I can't do that.
Right. I want to know more. I want the truth. I've always been a truth seeker. I'm Sagittarius. Yeah. That's my sign. That's their nature. You're a truth seeker. I always have been. I don't want to know what feels right with me, and a lot of shit I used to hear just didn't feel right.
Right.
And I wanted to know what the fucking truth was. And the closer I got to it, it was a little scary, you know what I mean? And it was a little shocking. But you know what I mean? I was glad I knew the truth. It's like knowing the truth of family secrets or something, you
yeah.
know what I mean, that were been buried.
Something
and you finally find out about them. They may shock the shit out of you, but it's good that you learned it. because now you at least know your history.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And what it's about.
Yeah. And where I think this all ties into any topic we could discuss on this show is I always think that, you know, life and death and existence in this reality is always a great starting point. And that's why, not to always reference David Icke, but that's why when you've seen him talk in person, he will start with the nature of reality, because it's a great basis. Because and to a certain level, not to say that you have to be a spiritual person, but if you are to any degree, it sort of sucks you out of this reality a little bit, because you're thinking beyond this world. If you think that this world is all there is, with this world there all is all
as
there
bad
is
as it is, right? Then you're gonna have a miserable life.
Then that's all it is. You get into the world. I mean, if this world is all there is to you, you see nothing beyond this, then you get into the world. You put on the fucking TV and you listen to these fucking shootings and you get into what everybody says and want to be like everyone else and fitting into this fucking ridiculous society and following rules, because you want to get into this world. Get into this fucking world. It sucks dick. People find a way to embrace it somehow.
Yeah, and even some of those people still believe in the spiritual side, but they don't get it. They don't understand it. They're brainwashed into this whole religious,
right?
Which is not really what it's about.
It's still control. That's the thing about it. That's what it took me a while to realize, that we have control in this world, and then we're trying to go beyond this world.
And then they try to control that.
But I'm saying there's control in the afterlife too.
In their world, they created that control
system. The afterlife has a government, too? Yeah. I was like, what the fuck does that have?
Government in the afterlife.
Can you see us doing the fucking red pill in the afterlife? We got this fucking afterlife control system.
God, motherfucker,
now,
I'm telling you.
Fucking afterlife angels, Illuminati.
Angels coming around checking my...
This is like the afterlife Illuminati. Like, I think there's someone else controlling God and fucking...
You never know. What is it, right? They do have a hierarchy, right?
Yeah.
You read the Bible, angels, demons... cherubs, they have a hierarchy. Who knows? Maybe one's the soldiers, one's the... Who the fuck knows? You're right. There's probably government in heaven.
I don't know, man. I don't know where it freaking goes, but I can't stay too engrossed in this reality all the time, because people that do, they just can't cope with this. Because, like, you know, I've pretty much tried to do this in the time we've known each other. I basically woke up a few times in my life, really honestly early on in my life, when I was like
not even
a teenager, you know, like 11, 12 years old, studying this information, scared the hell out of me, and then did the typical, okay, well, I'm going to try to ignore it and just put myself back to sleep. But you can't do that for long.
No, I did that too. I even realized and accepted it. Like, I learned about the Illuminati a long, long time ago. And then I was like, okay, so these fucking guys control the world. Maybe, maybe not. But what do I care? It doesn't affect me. Right?
Yeah.
And then a little bit, you know, later on when I got in the music business, I started seeing it. Like, it started to, it does affect me. Affecting my business here.
Yeah.
I have to deal with these fucks.
Yeah.
So, and then I started getting more, and realized then the more about the Luciferian stuff started really coming into play about how the two played into each other. Like, I always just thought it was a bunch of politicians and bankers and all that. And I didn't care. And then when I realized that they were the Luciferian, they were involved in all the occult and all the other shit too, I made the connection. The two were one and the same.
Right.
And a little bit after that is when I, you know, I lost my job and all that shit in the big crash. And when I really started getting into it, about 2005, I started really, really getting into it. You know, the whole 9/11, how it really was all fucking connected as one big, you know, one big giant puddle, little by little by little. Like I've said before, I don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
I think the answers may be out there. You just got to know where to find them. But I have enough to satisfy me.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of evidence to make me really, really believe and be convinced of something.
Yeah. I sometimes wonder to myself, and honestly all the time wonder, and really think about, are all the answers in this life obtainable and we've just been so suppressed, or are there some things that really, really do go beyond our knowledge that we cannot find certain answers?
Beyond our knowledge or beyond any human on the planet?
Any human, our capacity as human beings to understand. You know, is this world and everything of it really to be understood by us or not? Do we have the capacity to?
I believe there are people on this planet who know our true origins. I believe there are people...
Modern day.
Yeah. On this planet who actually may possibly even communicate with the actual extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
On this planet. I'm saying, you say when you say us... You're saying all of humanity.
Yeah.
Any human being on this planet. Yes, I do believe there are. I do believe there are people who know exactly what's going on. And I do believe there are people who know our origins and who know who they are and where they came, you know, where we came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do. Small amount, small, very controlled people. But yeah, I do believe there are humans, and maybe not even humans. Maybe they're not humans. Maybe they're part reptilian or what. But there's a lot more that we don't know that is very, very hidden. Very hidden underground in these bases and up in the Antarctic and, you know, the whole hollow earth. But there are humans or people, whatever you want to call them, there are beings on this earth who know exactly what is going on. Right? They're not anybody we'll ever meet. They're not anybody we'll ever get to see. And they're probably not anybody you even know their names. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're that hidden and they're that big at the top of the food chain. But yes, if you want to say there are modern day people who are alive, yes, there are. Nobody in the general population, I don't believe, because we're not given that knowledge. We're not allowed to have it. I mean, it's just like any corporation, dude. The only people who really know what's going on in the corporation are the people at the top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we're talking the way, way, way top. And I'm talking beyond the bankers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All they know is we're taking the gold and we got to hold on to the gold for the fucking bosses.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't. What do they know? How much do they know about the bosses and what their true intentions are? Yeah. You know what I mean? They're told one thing, but how do they know what the real intentions of the whoever the bosses are? You know, the real bosses. Who the fuck knows? The only people who really know are the real bosses. It's like any corporation in this world is run like a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, the whole corporate structure is based on the way the world has worked.
Yeah.
So there are people way, way, way at the top who know exactly what the fuck is going on. And then it's the pyramid. Right here is the only one who knows. Right there at the top. And then the information gets disseminated through the levels as needed to be by the different levels. Do you understand? Each level only disseminates a certain amount of information to get to the bottom, which is unfortunate where we are.
Yeah.
Where you barely get shit. It's all watered down. It's the whole telephone line.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
No, it is.
And they're only, the people at the top are only going to let down what it's all need to know.
Yeah. I mean, my,
and we don't need to know.
One of the biggest things that really woke me up and sort of spiritually woke me up, and my favorite bit of information to have come across is this idea, or not really this idea, I guess this really is just the way it is, that there was a certain point in this world where death was not feared and it was celebrated, and then eventually we were given the fear of death. That was something that really fucked us up. But when you think about it, it made me realize that I always said to myself,
I can tell you when it happened.
When it happened.
And that stupid story. What does the story say? Do not eat from the tree of knowledge, for surely you will die.
That's what it was. There was knowledge that we weren't supposed to have.
Knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
In other words, if you're running around like a child and you don't know what's good and what's bad, then everything is the same. Everything is wonderful.
Innocent.
Innocence. Okay? So that's when we lost our innocence. Once you know the difference between good and evil, you've lost your innocence and you will die. That's what he meant.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really...
That's when it happened.
That's true.
That is the turning point, whatever that means. I mean, obviously, the way ever they wrote it in the Bible is very fucking, you know, whatever, old school, old-fashioned type of writing. But if you were writing it in modern sci-fi terms, what would you say? You know what I mean? I mean, the story's been told of the bad alien who came down and, you know, you had... stole the heart of the girl. You know what I'm trying to say? If you were to write it as modern sci-fi, what would it be? You know, basically this guy fucked, you know, and took this new human species. And basically you could say enlightened him, but that's maybe not enlightenment. Maybe the knowledge of good and evil isn't enlightenment. Maybe we didn't need that knowledge.
That's how it goes, is that once we were given that knowledge, that's what fucked us all up. It's true. You think back to your childhood. I don't know about you. When I was a kid, life was fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
And now that I have the understanding of the world that I have now, I'm so far fucked. Like, I mean, there's a wonderful positive side to being awake.
But there's also a wonderful evil side to you, right?
Yeah, there's also just the jadedness of me being like, damn, I'm in a way... It's great to have this knowledge, but in a way, it's slightly like being doomed of having this knowledge to be looking around and realize what's actually fucking going on, like having the glasses on, like your boy on your shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
It's right.
That's really what it's like. But I found that so fascinating. I started saying to myself, because I always said to myself as a kid, like, I don't think none of us really know what happens when we die. But I said, maybe they do know, and this was kept from us at some point. That information was cut
it's
off.
All
from us.
Much more scientific yeah. than you really believe. Yeah.
But then I realized it. I said to myself, well, look at it. It makes perfect sense. Do you think possibly anybody might financially benefit from the fear of death? Like, obviously, like yeah. because if you get people frightened of fucking death, they'll do anything they can right. financially possible to stay alive.
Stay
and
alive.
There's the fucking medical business. And there's chemo, motherfucking therapy. You know how fucking harmful that shit is yeah. to put in your body. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I can't die. I'm
if it'll
terrified.
Keep me alive, I don't care if yeah. I look like shit. I'm I have terrified. No hair. I'm
people
fucking
cut
gonna...
their legs off and do all this shit. Whereas if we had that knowledge that of what is really beyond this, we might just say, nah, it's cool. Nah, it's time to go now. It's all good. And some people do.
Kevin, if we had a different consciousness on this world, we wouldn't have cancer. We wouldn't be dying at the rate we were dying. A lot of that comes from the consciousness and the negativity and the foods we eat and the things we breathe and just the way we think. You know what I mean? The fear of death itself makes you die. Yeah, it's damaging. Exactly. Any kind of fear. Living in a fearful world is damaging to your body. So if we had a different consciousness, we would live longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What people need to understand is you can have your own consciousness. You don't have to have the group consciousness.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is trying to develop your own right consciousness. Now, unfortunately, I have my own consciousness, I believe. I understand the consciousness of the matrix, and I understand the consciousness of the sheep, because I was in there. I was in the masses. I grew up that way. You know what I mean? I tried to play the game. I went through high school, you know, the whole deal. So I understand that consciousness, but I also believe I've developed my own consciousness, my right. own beliefs that work for me. Now, I'm still developing them. They change constantly. They constantly change the more I learn and the more I experience life. My consciousness expands about different things. And so I think what it comes to is you really, if you're going to get involved in the group consciousness, the matrix hive consciousness, you are going to have this illness and this sickness. But if you can develop a consciousness of wellness and love where there is no good and evil, you know what I mean? And try to return to innocence, you know, which is very hard, very, very hard. Try to return to innocence and live, you know what I mean, for yourself. Be true to yourself. I think you have a better chance of living longer.
Yeah.
I really do, because you're going to extend your life and you're not going to be involved in the same shit that everyone else who's. I mean, this is what always made me want to be different from the crowd. You know, it's always been my nature to be different from the crowd. I was a geek when I was younger. You know what I mean? Then I got older. I was one of the cool dudes. You know what I mean? I always stood out from the crowd, and I wanted yeah. to, because I would look at what everybody was doing and I would see the results and I would say how stupid it was.
Yeah, it doesn't,
you know what I mean? It just didn't make logical sense to me, a lot of what most of my peers and throughout life, I'm not just saying when I was younger in school, whatever, throughout life I would look at a lot of my peers and a lot of the shit they were doing and the things they were fucking their lives up with, and you know what I mean? The dumb decision. And I'm not saying I made all smart decisions in my life, because I certainly fucking didn't. But as I got to a point, like in my mid-20s, I really started to realize that the way that the world teaches you to live isn't conducive to your happiness, health, or your well-being.
Whatsoever.
They're not teaching you to be healthy, happy. No matter what bullshit they put out, as long as they're putting fear into your head, then they're not teaching you to be healthy or happy at all. Because fear can't make you happy, right?
No.
So they can go run around and say all they want is a happy, healthy humanity, but that's not what they want. Because whatever they, it's not what they say, it's what they do and what they put forth. And whether people know it or not, the same authority puts forth the media, puts forth the religion, puts forth the government, puts forth the school, the education, you know what I mean? Puts forth all the environmental party policies. It's the same one authority who puts it all forth out to us. So we are kind of forced as a humanity to, at least most people think they are, forced as a humanity to have this group consciousness that is really just put forth. by a small amount of people and who already have, and it's not put forth by us. So in other words, the society and the consciousness and the world that we have manifested around us, they're going to blame us for it. The majority of people, you know, the humanity itself.
Yeah.
But really, the reason the world is the way it is because of the consciousness that has been put forth by the small few who have been disseminating the information and creating this world and have been for years. The reason humanity is fucked up is because of its consciousness.
Yeah.
Of the majority consciousness. There's always been highly conscious people in the world. You know what I mean? Always, 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 always. But just not enough to create a majority and create the change that's needed. If you had a world that was more higher consciousness than lower consciousness, we'd be living in a different, we'd be living in a whole different fucking world where people live longer. There's always going to be that balance between the different states, the material, the visceral, the fear consciousness. But as long as the other, you know what I mean? It really depends on which one is more dominant. And right now we're in a time where the dark side is very dominant, the fear and the darkness. But if we were at another point where the light and the more higher consciousness was dominant, you'd see a whole different world. That's what we're trying to get to.
Yeah.
Majority.
I'd like to see that world.
It's really hard, though.
No shit.
Really, really difficult. Because what is happening right now is that the old consciousness, which is this fear consciousness, which is the matrix, is trying to get its plan into motion. It's in its, but it knows it's facing great resistance. Okay, so it's in like its death throes. Do you ever know somebody who's desperate and they're in a fight or they're in an argument and they know they're losing, so they just start throwing every fucking thing out? Well, you're a scumbag. You're, you know, they just, do you remember that time you did this? Do you
even
remember that
even
time?
If it don't make shit.
Even
sense,
if it don't,
yeah.
They're just throwing everything out there to get to win this fucking argument.
Right.
Because they've been playing this for years and years and years and years, right? And they're getting to the point where, yay, we can finally do this. And, you know, they're getting, and they're fighting, but they're very desperate. It's like they're in their last death throes because they know what's coming. They're, the script, they're following the script. They know what comes. You know what I mean? They know what's coming. They know they're in for a fight. They know they're in for a fight, and they're getting ready. Problem is, humanity doesn't know it's in for a fight. We may know it. Most of humanity doesn't know it's in for a fight, and they're not preparing for it. And the ones who are, they're trying to stifle and smash down and get away because they know.
Yeah,
they know they're in for a fight because they have to put more and more. There's a few things they have to still do to get their plan in order, and they're going to get resistance. Do you know what I mean? And the more tougher they get, the more resistance they're going to get.
Yeah.
So they know they're in for a fight. The problem is they're preparing. We're not.
Yeah. Well, I think we do have resistance in the right areas at the moment, it, specifically like with the gun control. We've got a fight there. You know, we've got a lot of people that don't want to take this shit. So, you know, in certain areas, there's no resistance, which is a problem. And then they slip those bills right past us. And it's like, yo, when the fuck did that get in? Well, you were distracted over here.
Like TPP.
Yep. But then you have, but people are not happy about the gun situation. That's one thing that I'm glad that it seems, I have not seen many situations where, you know, this hasn't gotten resistance and people speaking up and saying that they don't want to fucking do this.
Because they know, the authority knows that. The only way they're going to have total gun control is if they go in and take them. Because they've changed the laws. France has really strict gun control laws. And look what happened.
Yeah. And people are realizing that.
California has really strict gun control laws. And look what happened. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not the laws, because here's the deal. Yeah, you can change all the fucking laws you want, and then maybe new people can't get guns. What about all the other fucking guns that are already out there and all the people that already have them?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? And then they know that. They fucking know that. You could change all the laws you want. You know what I mean? But there are, what about the people that already have them? The grandfather clause. You know what I mean? The people who already have them. Your only recourse is going to be to go in and start taking them.
Yeah.
And that's when they know there is going to be a problem,
mm-hmm.
because you're trying to take guns from people who have guns.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that right there, man.
I mean, they've tried the voluntary shit, and they're going to get the pussies to give them up. But the tough guys
no.
Come and get them.
Tough guys aren't even fucking take this shit.
Come and get them.
Yeah.
So they know that. And that is going to be the big issue that could cause the violence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they let TPP go through and a lot of people hated it, you know, and this geoengineering and all that, and people are going to fight it and all that, but it's not going to create violence. You're not going to see anti-GMO fucking demonstrators coming out with guns and shooting at cops, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to see that, you know. It's that's the one area of this, of what of their plan, which is disarming of the people. That is going to be the fucking hardest.
This and gives me a little bit of hope. That. I don't know about
but
you.
But Hillary Clinton is the toughest on gun control.
Yeah.
You have Donald Trump, and I really believe Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee unless he fucks up bad. He's going to be on one side, and he's anti-gun control. But this Hillary cunt is fucking all for it. And yeah. She's all for going and taking guns. All about it. So that's what, and you're going to see that. Well, you know, Obama's never going to do anything on gun control.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you, he thinks climate change is our biggest fucking problem. Fine, climate change. Fake climate change is our biggest fucking problem.
I'm not too fucking concerned about fucking climate change.
No, they are, though. Every time I look in the sky, I get concerned. Less and less blue and more fucking sprayed on white. I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, I don't like that shit.
Right. So, I mean, that's their climate change, you know, right? We need more money for these geoengineering programs. That's their fucking... You know that's their fucking excuse for wanting to put a carbon tax. They need to carbon tax us and corporations and all these people who pollute the air and create climate change so they can pay for the chemtrails that they've been doing anyway. Who's been paying for it before this? Just print some more fucking money. You know,
don't you have a little bit of hope in this gun control issue, though? Because this is the one thing
that's
going to
spark
like,
it. Yeah, I want to. Dude, look, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, I've been waiting for this my entire life, this time, since I was 10 fucking years old. I have not had any fear of it. I've been waiting for it my entire life. I am getting anxious, right? I want the shit to hit the fan. I want it because that is a sign that the Matrix is breaking down. When people are too busy trying to survive, or too busy worrying about martial law than to go to their stupid jobs and worry about any of that, then I'll be happy. You know what I'm saying? Because it means the system is breaking down. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
I really do. And I don't know how it's going to affect me, and I don't know if I'm going to end up with a fucking bullet in my head or not, but I don't care. Because this point has to happen, okay? I've been expecting this my entire life, okay? And you know, especially the alien part. I have been waiting for the aliens. I can't wait for those motherfuckers to come back. So for me, treating this as like I'm in the movies, in my seat watching it and doing my website and doing this with you and talking to people on the streets, you know what I mean? And my family members and whoever, and preparing in my own way. I'm looking at it in my movie seat, and I'm saying, wow, it's finally coming to a fucking end. I've been watching this fucking movie for so long, and I finally see hope there may be an ending and a new story, or a different story.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if I look at it from that point, this is very exciting. It's like, you know, if you're in the movies, when you start getting to the end, it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? You start getting on the edge of your seat and shit. So I have to look at it that way. So for me... For humanity, this is a very exciting time. It's for some, it's scary. It's very difficult. Nobody said it was going to be easy. You know what I mean? And I don't know if I'm even going to live to see the end result. But at least it means shit is getting shook up. And shit needs to get shook up. You know what I mean?
It does.
You know what I'm saying? I'm reading more and more about these people who are trying to... achieve eternal life, right? You read these transhumanists, they want to live forever. And
are scientists trying to figure that out?
Yeah, this whole thing, because, you know, the Bible says eternal life is possible, right? So they're trying to figure out how to get eternal life, whether it be downloading your consciousness and a new... I think they've already discovered it years ago, you know, back in ancient times. But whatever it is, I read these articles and look at these fucking people. It's like, why do you want to live forever? This fucking world sucks.
Yeah.
Why do you want to live forever? Why are you afraid of death? Don't you want to get the fuck out of here and see if something's different? Something new? A new experience? I mean, for me, whatever my 80 or whatever, 100 years, 90, whatever years here, well, that's one experience I've had in my entire world of consciousness. So I want to know what's next. I don't want to say, oh, I got to come back and try it again. I fucked up, you know, whatever that bullshit is people think with reincarnation. Whatever's on the next, I want that. I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah, I have no fear of moving on. I just sometimes entertain the possibility that there is no afterlife, and I hope that that's not the
Who
case.
Who cares?
I don't want that.
Who cares?
You
did your experience here. You're done. Who cares?
Shit still don't make no sense to me.
What I don't want is to get my head cut off. I don't want to die a long-ass fucking death in pain. You know, I almost would rather have a bullet put through my fucking head as long as I died quickly. So I want to die fast. I want to be over like that.
But
either in my sleep or like that. I don't need no long-ass death with no fucking illnesses, none of that shit.
Yeah.
Go. But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, if I did 80, 90 years here, whatever, I did it. I played the video game for 90 fucking years. I'm done now. What's next?
Yeah.
And not another trip here, okay?
I wouldn't want to come back here either.
Why wouldn't? I don't know why people would want to live forever. This is not that great.
No, I think this existence sucks major dick.
This
really.
Is, as long as this society awful. Exists. I mean, the world, the earth itself is a beautiful place. Nature, plant, you know, the water and the grass and the trees and the nature. Beautiful. Idyllic. Paradise, right?
Was.
Right. The society that is created on top of that sucks. Sucks dick. There should be no society. There should not be. No. People should be free to do what they want. And like-minded people should be allowed to just start small communities. You know what I mean? As long as there was one like consciousness, everybody should just be on the same consciousness.
Yeah. I really do look at my life on what I call an existence basis. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense, but I mean, I still look at myself as just a being existing here.
Yeah.
And really, why should we have to do more than that? I mean, what is there really to do? I mean, we're fed all this shit. There's so much to accomplish and you have to get this and you have to get that. And it's like, why? We're all going the same place anyways. I think in the beginning, it was just about existing, interacting with each other and evolving as far as our consciousness. Because we have to be on a path of evolution. You don't just evolve. You know, our consciousness is on a path of evolution.
It takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time to evolve.
You know, but my consciousness is not evolving by fucking getting up and going to fucking work every day.
Doing something you hate, making money for the fucking banker.
I mean, yes, it's about discipline and this and that and whatever.
But
and
you should be able to create your own discipline.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't run by anybody else's discipline. I wake up when I decide to wake up. I do what I decide to do in the morning. Nobody tells me what the fuck to do. You know what I mean? So everybody should come up with their own disciplines. It's self-discipline. It's all about self. Not the group consciousness. Not the hive mentality. Yes, sometimes we have to operate within the hive. But an individual within a hive is like a drop within the ocean.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can still pull that drop out. But it's, I don't know, dude. It's gotten crazy on this material. And that's what I'm saying. Why would you want to live forever? Mass shooting every fucking week. Because they put the hope in your brain that it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Let me just ask your mom if it ever got better. I'll ask my mom. Ask my grandpa if it ever got better. Fuck. No. It's false hope.
Yeah.
It's false fucking hope. Like I said last week, when do you ever see the little guy win in real life? Really?
Yeah.
When it comes to like politics, world politics. You might find individuals beating it, but Iraq will never beat the U.S. in a war. You know what I mean? The little guy doesn't win.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the little guy right now. That's the bottom fucking line. Best little guy can hope is to get the fuck away.
Mm. I got you.
But anyway, yeah, don't fear death. Really, who wants to live forever? Is this world that fucking great?
I don't want to.
Maybe
live
there's
forever.
Something better on the other side. From what I've seen on DMT, it's a little weird, but it's a little better than this. But
real quick, I don't want to get off on a whole another topic here because we're almost through here. But was DMT like a little taste of the other side?
Absolutely, it was somewhere different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I believe the other side is a lot more technical than you believe. I felt like I was inside a machine. In a machine, I could literally hear. The fucking thing. It was a fucking machine. I felt like I was in it.
Wow.
Yeah. And it had all these weird I couldn't even describe weird writing. I'd never seen colors so vibrant and bright that you couldn't, like, I don't know. It was hard to describe that you don't see those colors here. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just knew I was somewhere else. I just knew. Whether my body was on Earth, you know what I mean? My consciousness was elsewhere in a different dimension, experiencing something different than what is normally experienced on this realm.
Yeah.
In a different, and the, there were voices I heard that weren't, I don't know if they're human, but they just were voices I recognized, you know what I mean? Weren't my mom, and they were you.
Yeah.
They were voices I heard, you know, talking, telling me these fucking different things, you know what I mean? I never actually saw another being yet. I've heard them, and I've seen, I guess I would say their world or whatever, the machine there. But I don't know that I've gotten through to the next level. Do you know what I mean? I believe you have to, like, with DMT, the more you take, the different levels of consciousness. Because this last trip where I went was different than the first trip, which was different than the second trip. So every time they've been different for me. And I felt like each time I got to a different level.
But it's assured you that the consciousness can leave the body?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That much you are.
And I've astral projected before, and I've been able to get into different realms within my consciousness. I believe dreaming is, you know what I mean, your consciousness in a different dimension or a different realm.
Right.
You know.
So are you sold on the fact that there is something beyond this from that experience?
Yeah. I don't 100%. Know if your body can get there.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, that's what always made me wonder if consciousness is actually transplanted into these bodies at some point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these human bodies are really just biological robots for consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that some scientific way, the consciousness is actually transmitted into your body.
Yeah.
Like without that transmission of consciousness, we would just be a bunch of zombies walking around.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if it can be transmitted into this body, I don't necessarily know that this body that we're in can be go to other realms, maybe in a spaceship or whatever. But I do believe our consciousness can go to other realms and maybe be transmitted into other bodies.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I just figure the brain to be a receiver rather than a producer.
Right, exactly. Like these bodies, like maybe another body could receive the same signals, but right. on another planet or somewhere else or another dimension, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm wondering about dreaming. Like where do you experience these things? Some people really remember, I can do like daydreaming. I don't know if you know what a waking dream is. I have them.
Yeah.
I know how to do those.
Yeah. It's up for people to decide. If you sleep 12 hours a day, the rest of the 12 hours you're awake, that's 24 hours. Half the fucking day you were in another world, half the day you're in this world. You decide which one's fucking real and
which
not.
Right. Right. Where do you go when you're sleeping? Light. Right. But how about when we're awake up here? Yeah. What if you're sleeping in the other world?
Yeah, either way, you can't, unless you can, unless you could lucid dream, either way, you can't tell the difference. When I'm dreaming, I think that that's real. There's nothing that says to me, oh, this is a...
This is the thing with DMT. Yeah. See, you think it's real. That's the whole thing. You experience it as real.
Yeah.
Like, I was so afraid at one point, I actually opened my eyes, and I'm sorry I did, because I saw my own body sitting in the chair where I was, but I was up above looking down at it. Scary. But that's how you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you can see yourself, you know you're not there. Your consciousness, your body's there. Consciousness is not.
Yeah.
And yeah, you have to experiment. It was astral projection. You can do that remote viewing. I mean, there's ways to practice it without drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think DMT is automatically released when you dream anyway. So if you're taking...
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah. So if you're taking DMT, you're really having a waking dream. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, there is. I do believe there are other levels, and I do believe there's another side. So, you know what I mean? And maybe there's a way we can stay there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here. I don't know that it's any better, but it's certainly different.
It fucking has to be. This is some fucking ridiculous shit, man.
Right.
This is, I don't think we'll be doing a podcast over there, man. I think we'll just be fucking. You got to get.
No, you use telepathy, dude.
It just seems like there needs to be some justice here. When I just look at this existence and I look at this world, I look at everything that happens, it just seems like there's got to be some justice here, that at some point you get to fucking experience something other than this bullshit. It is just too fucking ridiculous.
I mean, it is.
Doesn't the consciousness, the one consciousness that we all are, get to experience something something that's better than this at some point. At one point we did, but it's been fucking stripped of us now.
Right. But eventually we get a restart, you know. That's what I'm hoping. Maybe not this version of humanity. I really think every time there's a restart, they upgrade.
Yeah.
Upgrade the models. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can tell even by looking at this humanity here that we have. Some models are outdated. Some models are defective. If you look at them like a machine, if you look at the human body as a machine, mm-hmm. some are real perfect. Some are really well put together.
Yeah.
Some are nice. Like, you know, we happen to get both. But there are people, you know, happen to get decent type O blood, you know. But not everybody was. Yeah. So you could tell the difference in the models. And you know, so who knows, dude? Who knows where the fuck it's going to go? But there's going to be a restart. So I'm thinking they're going to upgrade.
Yeah,
it's fine with me.
They look at us as a fucking production line, anyway. So look, wait, look at how they talk of us, generations.
Right, just generations,
pumping them out.
Yeah, see, that's every 20 years a new generation. Generate a new one,
mm-hmm.
like a copy machine, right?
Yeah,
right. And what do they say about that? Every generation loses its quality, right? There you go. Anyway, let's leave with that. Don't lose your fucking quality. Stay quality, guys. Anyway, stay vigil. Always keep your eyes open. Truthisscary.com, Blog Talk Radio, Periscope, YouTube. Visit us. Follow us on Facebook.
Do follow us.
Follow us on Twitter. Visit Kev Rock Entertainment. Follow Kevin Sabo on Facebook.
I got some cool shit.
He put some stuff out there too. So we need your support, guys. We thank you for checking us on a Sunday afternoon and staying with us for almost a freaking hour. Now, hopefully, Kevin will get the video out and you'll be able to see it by Wednesday.
I will,
okay? Goodbye.
Later.